as a woman, who'd have thought? I come from Africa, you know, I wouldn't have thought that I would start a business in America, you know.
The last year has not been without its challenges for ice cream shop owner Ann Siegel. The Ugandan-American and mother of a young daughter used her family's savings to get her year-old Laurel, Maryland business off the ground.
It's so easy for a man to go to the bank and they give him a loan. Me, a woman, what do? Oh, I'm a housewife. Oh, yeah, really? Nobody's going to give you a loan, you know?
Margot Dorfman, CEO of the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce, says the challenges of being a female business owner are reflected in the statistics. While women own 36% of all U.S. companies, they generate only 4% of all U.S. annual revenues.
We have been undervalued for decades now. The fact that we still don't have fair pay, we have to leave corporate America to start our own businesses, to maybe get fair pay and a family-friendly work environment, and still struggle when we've got into the marketplace.
On who might best address the struggle, Dorfman says Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton wins her organization's endorsement.
She is committed to making sure that small businesses have access to capital and access to markets, and is very interested in the access to affordable health care.
Buki Openuga, a fellow Clinton supporter, grew her Atlanta-based digital marketing company using high-interest credit cards. In the presidential campaign, the Nigerian-American says she is paying close attention to women's workplace issues.
Some people don't necessarily want to go the entrepreneurial route, but they're having to essentially come out of the workplace and become 1099 workers because they're having to choose between a paycheck or being able to take care of a sick child at home. So these are some of the issues that I think I'm going to be paying attention to, and a lot of women really should.
Back in Maryland, Ann Siegel is paying close attention to the economy as she works to make her shop profitable. Though she voted for Barack Obama, she says she's disappointed with Democrats and is now looking in a different direction.
Who is Trump? He's created a job. You know, he's employing people. When it comes to economy, at least he knows better than the other guys who are running around telling us what to do.
Regardless of whom they support, both Siegel and Openuga say American women should ensure their voices are heard come November. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Washington.
So now I'm going to, you know, you better do that marketing for me. I'll be buying from
you. Absolutely.